I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. An international team of scientists say they've drilled one of the oldest ice cores yet in Antarctica. Donna Warder has details.
It penetrates nearly 2 miles into the bedrock, and scientists say the ice is at least 1.2 million years old. Italian researcher Federico Scotto is one of the scientists who completed the drilling at the beginning of January.
The data contained in the ice core that has been drilled will be crucial to understand the climate changes that happened in a precise period in the history of our planet. I'm talking about 800,000 and 1.2 million years ago, when we went from ice age cycles every 40,000 years to cycles of 120,000 years.
The European Union funded the project with support from nations across the continent. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.